Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 15, 10 through 20. Your paragraph on your Bible might say, what defiles a person, if you have a ESV study Bible or ESV Bible. And so we're going to read 10 through 20. But before I do that, just, you know, picking up in 15, at the beginning, you've got Jesus and you got the Pharisees and the scribes. Now they've come together from Jerusalem and they're going to go speak to Jesus. And Jesus does a really cool thing. They're talking about their traditions, and one of their traditions, just doing some additional studying, would have been, you know, they came up with this opportunity to say traditionally that, you know, they couldn't take care of their parents, and so they called it Corban. It's a rule that made a person dishonor his parents and at the same time disobey God. They would say, well, we can't afford to care for our parents. And so they made out a tradition. And so their tradition was more valuable than what they were told. Now, knowing what they were told, Old Testament law was more difficult to live out. So they came up with an easy way around it. And so you get the end of that where he calls them hypocrites and goes back in the Old Testament, takes a prophecy from Isaiah and says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. It's vain, in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines and the commands of men. So he takes them back to an Old Testament truth and says, okay, here's what I want from you. Oh, we don't want to do that. So it's one thing to say that you love God, but yet not walk in obedience. And then now we pick up Matthew chapter 15, and you start in verse 10, and they called the people to him and said, hear and understand, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. And the disciples came and said to him, do you know the Pharisees were offended when you said this? He answered, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They will bind They are blind guides, and if a lead the blind is blind, both will fall into a pit. Peter said to him, explain the parable to us. And he said to them, are you still without understanding? Do you not see whatever goes into the mouth passes through the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and it defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. And it's interesting. I'm working through a study on reconciliation, conflict, and it's been brought up in this, in the area that I'm working through is, you know, it's the words that come out of the heart that really what matters. And so Jesus is talking to a group of people that typically they're thinking, well, if they don't wash their hands, they defile themselves. Or if they don't obey this tradition, they defile themselves. And so Jesus says, no, that's not what we're interested in. What interest is what we hear come out of people's mouths is what defile them. It really shows what's going on in their heart. Their actions speak louder than the words. And so as we're walking through this reconciliation chapter, it's a real call for our heart to be aware of what's going on. What am I feeding? Excuse me. And then being aware of the words that I use, the actions of my life, then demonstrate what's actually going on in my heart. And so it's been a kind of a really neat but also a hard thing personally to really think my way through, okay, what does the scripture say about this when it comes to reconciliation? When it comes to conflict management, when it comes to dealing with my personal frustrations and anger about a situation, how do I walk my way through that? And then it, as I go along in this study, it's going to, the next chapter that I'm going to be working on is John chapter 15, talking about abiding. And so as we navigate or as we work on Let's Talk for today, take some time and allow your heart to be examined. Allow the things that come out of your mouth to be reprocessed with you and the truth of the scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit. How could have that come across? What did I really mean? Why did I say that? And so you're really evaluating your heart in all that. You're not just evaluating the words, but you're evaluating the heart. Because really what defiles us is beginning of Matthew chapter 15. If there's anything that any tradition I put over the authority of the word of God, and two, sitting down and thinking through my heart actions demonstrate, or my words and my actions demonstrate what's going on in my heart. And so there's a couple of things that we need to think about there that are not real easy and they're not real fun, but it'll help us be a better Christ follower, husband, father, brother, sister, friend, as you continue to grow in your relationship around the gospel. So thank you for joining us on this Let's Talk. You have a great day.